Today, we'll talk about my favorite table service and quick service restaurants at Disney World. That's coming up on this episode 23 of WDW Prep to Go. Hello and welcome to WDW Prep to Go, where we talk strategy and ideas for people planning their Disney World trips. I am your host, Shannon Albert, the creator of WDWPrepSchool.com, and I am super happy to have you here today. Today we're going to talk about dining, my favorite dining options in table service and quick service restaurants at Disney World, and I'm excited to kind of dive into that because I often don't share my opinions, and so today I am going to do that. Before we jump in, I have a couple of housekeeping things. One is to make sure that you join me and the community of people that have formed online in various places, including Pinterest and Facebook. And the Facebook page is facebook.com/WDWPrepSchool. And also, I would like to remind you that leaving a review in iTunes, particularly if it happens to be a favorable one, is a great way for this podcast to be found by people looking for Disney World planning information. You can do that by going to wdwprepschool.com/iTunes. It'll take you right there, and obviously you can go through the app on your phone or computer. I do have an iTunes review of the day, and it was left by someone with the name SteelersFan678, and the subject is simply the best. It could be a she. SteelersFan says, Shannon really knows Disney, and it's great to hear her talk about it. I strongly suggest the website as well. Her breakdown on getting the most value out of table and quick service restaurants is incredible. Hey, Shannon, how about some dining reviews? It would be awesome to hear about some of your favorite experiences and least favorite. Thank you, and keep up the great work. Well, SteelersFan678, thank you for taking the time to leave that. And today's episode is for you, because I am going to dive into my favorite quick service and table service restaurants. And before I do that, I wanted to take 1 second to say hello to a 7-year-old named Jim who listens to the podcast with his mother. And I just really appreciate the fact that there are now many children who listen in the cars with their parents to figure out how to plan trips. And if you happen to be one of those, please feel free to email me, and I'd be glad to say hello to your child as well. You can send an email to podcast@wdwprepschool.com, and that could be included on a future episode. So let's go ahead and dive into today's topic. And the review that I just read mentioned the dining plan analysis, and that was a recent post that I did, and it took a lot of, you know, gathering of data and all that kind of stuff to figure out the best values for quick service and table service restaurants. And so I encourage you to take a look at that if you're using the dining plan for your trip. Of the 10 restaurants that I'm going to list today, 9 of the 10 are good values on the dining plan. That's good news if you're on the dining plan. It's not as good news if you're not on the dining plan, because that means that they would cost more out of pocket. That's why they're a good value on the dining plan, because they cost more on average. And so that's just something to keep in mind as you listen to my recommendations, is that on the dining plan, they're going to be a better option. If you're not on the dining plan, you'll be paying more out of pocket. So let's dive in. I'm going to do quick service first. These actually aren't in any particular order. It's just these are the top 5 favorites that I have. So let's go with number 1 favorite quick service is Wolfgang Puck Express. Now, this is located in downtown Disney, and it is delicious food. They have pasta and pizzas, and it's a quick service, so you can actually get a whole pizza for 1 quick service credit. And for like our family of 4, we can actually order 2 or 3 pizzas, and that's plenty. We can share. They're maybe equivalent to a medium-sized pizza that you would get other places, or maybe even a small. But you definitely don't need 1 per person, unless each person in your family can eat a whole pizza by themselves. But not only is delicious, but it is a really good value, because you can get a whole pizza for 1 quick service credit. So I highly recommend that location. Another good quick service location is Columbia Harbor House, and that's located in Magic Kingdom. And they have just great options that aren't your typical, you know, nuggets and burgers, including an Anchors Away tuna sandwich, which I happen to love there. And one tip I have for people going there is to sit upstairs. They have the downstairs area where you order and there's some seating, but you can go upstairs and it's usually much quieter and you have your pick of tables depending on when you visit. So that's another good place to go. Number three on my list is a Be Our Guest at lunch. Now, Be Our Guest is a unique restaurant because at dinner it's a table service, but at lunch it is a quick service. And it happens to be very, very popular because it is the newest of the restaurants and it's in the Beast Castle and all that kind of stuff. So in order to go there, to eat there without really huge lines, I recommend going at 10:30 or 1:30. And I do have a tip. My quick tip of the day at the end is actually going to be about how to go to Be Our Guest without standing in those long lines or eating at strange times. So stay tuned for that. But Be Our Guest at lunch is a really good option. And they have really interesting menu items. And I was in line with a family once who actually struggled to find things on the menu that their kids liked. And so, you know, you might want to look at the menu, but I have not had issues with my kids. Maybe it just kind of depends on the pickiness level, but I love it there. It feels like a table service because actually it is, for dinner, but at lunch, it is considered a quick service and we really like it there. My fourth quick service suggestion is Sunshine Seasons, which is located at Epcot. And it is in the same building as Soarin', so it really makes a nice option if you ride Soarin' and then you go have lunch. And on my touring plans that I just published this week, actually that's what I recommend, is reserving your FastPass Plus near lunchtime. So you can do FastPass Plus for Soarin' and then go over to Sunshine Seasons. They have lots of stuff. It's kind of like a food court in that there's several stations you can go to, and they have things like Asian food and rotisserie meats and vegetarian options, and so you can have really a good pick. Now, if you're a family with young children, you might want to have kind of a plan in place, because if everybody wants something from a different area, it could take a little while to stand in each line. But if you plan ahead, that would be easier to sort of figure out. Now, this area does get congested. I find it sometimes difficult to find a table. And so you may have one adult that finds a table while the other one goes and gets the food or something like that. But the food is really good. So I definitely recommend a visit there. You will definitely, I think, like the variety. And that's one of the biggest selling points at this location. So now, fifth on my list is Flame Tree Barbecue, and that's located at Animal Kingdom. And not only does it have great barbecue, hence the name, but it has fantastic views because the seating is outdoor, which, you know, during hotter times of year may not be as appealing, but it has these like pavilions that you can sit in. And after you order, you kind of go down these winding paths and then you find a pavilion that you want to sit in. And it has great views on the water and you can see Expedition Everest. And it's just a really lovely place to be. I've taken lots of pictures there. And one tip there is that when you get your food, you'll be thinking, where's the silverware and napkins and stuff? And they're actually located in the pavilion. So go ahead and go down there and you'll find everything that you need. So just very quickly to wrap that up, that was Wolfgang Puck Express, Columbia Harbor House, Be Our Guest Lunch, Sunshine Seasons, and Flame Tree Barbecue. And as always, this stuff will be in the show notes, which I give the link to at the end of the show. So you don't have to remember this because you can read it back later if you happen to be driving or on a walk or something like that. Let's dive into my favorite table service restaurants. Now, the first one is the only one that I'm going to mention today that's not considered a great value on the dining plan, and that is Le Cellier, which is located in the Canada section of the World Showcase. And it is considered, it's two credits, table service credits, when you're on the dining plan, and that's why it's not a great value, because it's not twice as expensive as other places, but yet it is two credits. But that being said, it's delicious food, and my favorite things there happen to be the cheese soup and the pretzel bread. And it's a steakhouse, so they do have good steak and beer, and the menus there light up, which is, you know, if you happen to take your children there, they might like that, and me. Your children and me happen to like the light up menus. So it's really good food. It is a little pricey, but not a great value on the Disney dining plan. My second favorite table service restaurant is Boma, which is located at Animal Kingdom Lodge. And it is an African buffet. And they have great service there, great variety of foods and soups and desserts. And it is just one of my favorite places I've ever eaten at Disney World. I just love it. Animal Kingdom Lodge is sort of out of the way for a lot of people, but when we stayed there, it made sense, obviously, to eat there, and I'm so glad that we did. Just as an added perk, they volunteered to text us in our hotel room when it was our time to eat, so we didn't even actually have to sit and wait for our turn. We just got it wasn't a text, it was a call. They called our room, and then we went down, and we were seated right away, so that was super simple. And I just highly recommend it. The only thing would be, you know, if you don't have an adventurous palate at all, you might not like it. But my son and I absolutely loved it. And I highly recommend it if it's not going to be too out of the way for you. My third favorite item is at La Cellier, which I mentioned first, is in the World Showcase. And so is this one. And another one on this list will be as well. The World Showcase is just full of great restaurants. So this third one is Marrakesh, which is in the Morocco section of the World Showcase in Epcot. And it is just really fun place to go. So they've got music and a belly dancer. It's a great way to sample Moroccan foods. And they have mint tea. And I just really, really loved it there. I kind of think it's one of the most underrated places at Disney World. The lunch and dinner menus are very similar, and if you are not on the dining plan, I would recommend going at lunch because it is less expensive and you have basically the same options. If you're on the dining plan, that means that it might make more sense for you to go at dinner because it is more expensive, but you can pay with a credit whether you go to lunch or dinner. So you might want to go to dinner because it happens to be more expensive. And I just highly recommend it. It's got some entertainment, great way to sample some new foods, and it's delicious. Fourth on my table service list is Ohana, and that's located at the Polynesian, and I think this is probably one of the most popular restaurants for people in general. I think it's a good pleaser for almost everyone. In the morning for breakfast, they have characters and an all-American buffet of great foods, and at dinner, they have lots of great meats available, and it's really fun. Like, they have a lot of music, and they invite the kids to dance, and it is just a really fun atmosphere with good food that almost everybody would like. It is very, very popular, so that's one that you would want to get pretty far in advance, if not, 180 days in advance. So plan ahead for that one, but it's a really, really good option. Fifth on my list is for Beer Garden. I never know how to pronounce some of the names from the World Showcase, but this is in the Germany section of the World Showcase, and it's a buffet. It's a German buffet, and that's one of the reasons I love it so much is that because it's a buffet, it's a great way to sample lots of food. So, you know, it might be scary to order from a menu not knowing what it is or if you've never had it, but when it's a buffet, you can kind of try things without feeling scared about it because you can have a little bit of something. If you like it, go back and get more. And in addition, it's a really fun place to go because they have a band that plays and they have a dance floor where people can get up and dance. The seating is very unique at this restaurant because it is like family style where you are seated with other people. And so like when you go to a hibachi restaurant, you're seated at kind of a square shaped table with other people. But here the tables are more like picnic style tables. And so you will be seated at those tables with, I can't remember the number, but I think it's a total of 10 people maybe at a table. And so that may or may not appeal. I like talking to people. So I was able to kind of, you know, be social and get to know a few people at our dinner. But I really, really like this restaurant. It's fairly popular, so you'll want to make sure you have a reservation, but you shouldn't have too much trouble getting in if that sounds appealing to you. So to briefly recap the table service list, that was La Cellier, Boma, Marrakesh, Ohana, and Beer Garden. And I hope that list is helpful to you. Speaking of dining reviews, my son once told me he would make a terrible movie reviewer because he said, I just like all the movies, so it's not very good. And I sort of feel the same way about dining in that I can eat McDonald's and I can eat it at 5-star restaurants. Like I really like a big range of food. And so I'm not maybe as critical as some other people would be But these 10 that I mentioned definitely float to the top for me and are ones that I would go back to. So I can definitely recommend those. Today's quick tip of the day, as I mentioned earlier, is related to eating at Be Our Guest for lunch. And the quick tip is for people staying on site, you can actually make a FastPass Plus reservation to eat there, which is very, very strange. It's sort of like having a reservation in a quick service. It does not count against your allotment of 3 FastPass Plus reservations per day. So, you know, if you know some things about the FastPass Plus reservation system, you can choose one park per day to have 3 FastPass Pluses in. But this is a special one that doesn't count against your allotment. So you can actually get a FastPass Plus to eat there at a time that is convenient for you if you're staying on site. And the reservations don't open up 60 days in advance like they do for the rides. They open up about a month in advance. So for instance, for February, they became available January 14th. So it's not quite as far in advance, but about a month ahead of time. And the way that it works is that you go to a specific link, which I will include in the show notes, or you can go to www.prepschool.com/beourguest, and it will redirect you to the link that you need to make the reservation. You need to enter your 12-digit confirmation number. Now, this is not the alphanumeric number that many people have as their confirmation number. This is a separate number that can be found on a lot of your reservation emails. It can be found on your Magical Express luggage tags, and before your Magic Bands are shipped, I believe that they are listed in your My Disney Experience account as well. But you need the numeric confirmation number. It's 12 digits, and you go on there and input it. You input the date that you want it, and then you will get confirmation that you've been able to make the reservation at the end. And it won't necessarily show up anywhere, like in your My Disney Experience account. I'm not sure if that's temporary. Hopefully they'll do something on a permanent basis so it does show up. So it might make you a little insecure, like I'm not sure if I actually have the reservation or not. But once it says it at the end that you've made it, you really have made it. And you might want to print out the page or whatever just as confirmation. But it has worked. Everybody who's done this and who's shown up has said that they had the reservation for them on file and that it has worked for them. So this is a way to kind of get around those long lines at the Be Our Guest restaurant for lunch. And so I think that's super helpful for people. It's just a little bit tricky to know when to make the reservation and to know if it actually went through. But hopefully that will work for you. And I think that is going to wrap up this episode of DW Prep to Go. For more information on this show, including all the show notes with all the things I've talked about, you can visit wdwprepschool.com/episode23, and that is the number 23. Until next time, I'll see you on the site.